You are listening to the Well Connected Twin Cities podcast. I'm your host, Cynthia Shockley, and I'm here to learn alongside you through meaningful conversations with health and wellness practitioners. This is your time to experience some mindset shifts, learn practical tips, and get excited about what is possible. We want you to own the power of choice in your personal well-being journey. Let's discover what's possible right here in our Twin Cities community. Hello. In today's episode, you'll get to hear the familiar voice of Mira Benzin from episode 84, Anxious to Awesome, Practices for the Whole Family. After years of focusing on integrating yoga practices into families, Mira has followed a new and aligned calling. Mira is on a mission to empower highly sensitive people with greater understanding, practical tools, and support for their unique way of being in the world while building a business they love. Through a framework of yoga therapy, Ayurveda, engaged community, and holistic lifestyle, Mira brings 30 years of running her own business and decades of down the rabbit hole research into modern marketing, online course creation, mindset, and strategy, and has translated it for the unique needs and interests of highly sensitive people. In this conversation, Mira shares her definition of a highly sensitive person, or HSP, and how, with some mindset work, you can really start to experience your high sensitivity as a strength rather than a limitation. As someone who is likely a highly sensitive person, I recognize how challenging it can be in the entrepreneurial space. I love how Mira makes it clear how she helps and how her background in yoga really supports HSPs in regulating their nervous system, which is an essential part of entrepreneurial success. So I hope you enjoy this conversation and learn as much as I did. Here we are with Mira Benzin. So nice to see you again, Mira.
Hello, Cynthia. It's great to be here with you.
I know we've had you on the podcast before, so I'm so glad you can come again, because as human beings, we're always evolving. And I think as professionals, entrepreneurs, you discover new ways to connect with people, new ways to support people. And so when I heard that you were working specifically with a new population, I was really excited to hear some of that journey and where this focus comes from. So I'm excited to dive in. But first, I wanted to check in with you and see, with spring around the corner, what are some things that you feel like are sprouting or blooming in your life right now?
I love this question, because one of the things I do as a business coach is help people align their business with the seasons. So it really does matter what season we're in and what's happening. And I feel so much energy and momentum around some new things that I'm bringing forward. And it's exciting, and it feels like, oh, it's a lot, but there's that energy there. So it's great to align with that energy and then also balance it with spending time in nature and taking care of myself, but offering different programs for people to really feel that connection to nature. So that's what's blooming in my world.
I love that. And I love that permission to not have to output at the same capacity all year long, but to be able to listen to the seasons, listen to your body, to be able to find that rhythm, I think is really important. So I'm glad that's something that you're inviting in to other people as they work on their own businesses. And I know when we first connected, we talked about your business, Global Family Yoga, where you bring this yoga lifestyle to families. And now you also have HSP Holistic, where you're providing support for highly sensitive entrepreneurs. So first, tell us, what does HSP stand for? And what inspired you to focus on this population?
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. So HSP stands for highly sensitive person. It's a trait that about 20% of the world's population has. And if you're Gen X like me, you grow up without knowing the trait, because the trait was only identified in the mid 90s. And so I have a degree in child psychology. I'm a yoga therapist, and I've always worked with highly sensitive kids, not knowing that's what was going on. Oftentimes there's anxiety, or kids on the autism spectrum, kids with attention and focus challenges, all may also have a highly sensitive nervous system. So looking back on it, it's, oh yeah, that's what I've always been doing. So it's so great to put it into context. And because of that, I really want to help other people put it in context for themselves to understand, like, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. That's just how my nervous system operates. So, someone who's highly sensitive will oftentimes feel out of sorts. They'll feel like, oh, I don't belong, or why is this so hard for me? They'll get messages from others, don't be such a crybaby, and you're too sensitive, and those kinds of things. So, you grow up masking and adapting. And what I really want to do is help people recognize that this is an asset and this is what the world really needs right now. We need the sensitive, thoughtful, intuitive people to step forward into this new role of leadership as we transition into a bigger and better expanded consciousness.
And I remember we met up at Dr. Chad's clinic and we got to talk about this phrasing. It sticks with me. It was that there's a need for highly sensitive people to step out of the shadows and lead.
Yes.
And that just gives me goosebumps. Can you speak a little bit to what you mean by it's time for HSPs to step out of the shadow?
Yeah, it's a big conversation because we've been living under patriarchy, or you could say the dominator culture, for hundreds and hundreds of years. Original cultures were all matriarchal, they were all goddess-based, so to speak. And we've been living under this oppressive system where it's power over versus power with. And when people who are more sensitive and inclusive have power and have money and have resources, people tend to get taken care of. So we can see this old paradigm is falling away. It's pretty disruptive, it's pretty chaotic, but that's the messy process of birth. And what's next, what wants to be born and wants to emerge, is something that's far more inclusive and integrative and holistic. And this kind of a person might not see that in themselves because they've been living under this domination structure where it's you don't get to lead, you don't have the power, you're not the one in charge. And so it's a mindset shift to be able to say, yeah, I can lead in a quiet way, I can lead in a soft way, I can lead by letting other people take center stage, holding space for people to come into their own power. Is a very new style of leadership. And that's what we need. We want everyone to have a seat at the table. We want everyone to be able to successfully run their own business. When you think of ecosystems, monoculture destroys the environment because there's no diversity. Same thing with multinational corporations. Sure, we can have big businesses, and we also need lots of small businesses. That diversity gives us a much healthier economy as well as an ecology.
Oh, that's an amazing mindset. And you mentioned that it is that mindset shift in the individual as well. The HSP, highly sensitive person who might not feel their whole life that they had that like leadership quality, especially growing up in this patriarchal society. It's like, oh, I'm not the bossy person. I'm not the one taking charge. I'm not the one who has decisive, yes, this is what we need to do. And so when you work with your clients, what do you think helps them get to that moment of, aha, I do have the power. I can take lead. I can take charge. How does that shift happen for them?
It happens on an individual basis, but that's where the yoga therapy comes in. You think about mixing yoga therapy and business coaching. And for me, even 6 months ago, I would have been like, yeah, no, I'm not a business coach because I help people with their mindset. But then people started coming up to me and saying, hey, can you help me with my business? I really want to do this thing, but I'm just not sure I can, or I'm not sure it's for me. That word entrepreneur doesn't seem to fit me. So it really comes down to self-awareness, spending time in nature. Being aware of your thoughts, your beliefs, dismantling old habit patterns. And that allows you to see a different way and deciding, making that choice. Yes, I can do this and I can do it in my own way. And people don't see the path, they don't see the process. And so that's what I can do is help people see the process. If you feel like taking a nap at 2 in the afternoon, go for it. You're not a bad person, you're not lazy, you don't have to work 9 to 5, you don't have to work 5 days a week. You get to do your business when you're energized and excited and aligned. That means you're on the right path. When you feel resistant and overwhelmed, that's not for you to do today. And so, to learn to really sync up with your own cycles and your own intuitive knowing, and then having that experience, you're like, okay, yes, this is me. I can do this and I can do it my way. It's like showing what's possible and giving permission.
Yeah, permission was the word that came to mind. It sounds like you just open up people to the possibility that being an entrepreneur doesn't have to look a certain way and that they can really be an entrepreneur, but honor their natural rhythms, honor their energy, and you give them that permission to listen to that and not judge themselves for it.
The messaging out there for growing your own business is counter to what is beneficial for a highly sensitive person. That hustle culture, that grind, it's very masculine and it's not necessarily healthy. It's not sustainable. And it's easy to feel wrong if you can't do that or don't want to do that. And so, yeah, it's like showing a different, an alternative route.
Exactly. Well Connected exists to help you discover the practitioner that aligns with your values. We believe that finding the right fit should be simple and maybe even fun. When you visit wellconnectedtwincities.com, you can search for local practitioners by categories like chiropractic or herbalism, or you can search by condition or symptom in the directory to find practitioners of various healing modalities who can help. Discover over 100 local practitioners, browse articles, take classes, and listen to interviews by these very practitioners to learn who is the right fit for you. No matter what it is, we are here to help you say yes to the next stop on your healing journey. Well, you mentioned that you didn't intend to work with entrepreneurs, but those are just the people who ended up coming to you and asking for support. And you're like, I guess that's what I'm doing right now. But it is this holistic approach that you take. And I think your background really does help you approach it with that holistic lens. How do you feel like your experience in yoga and specifically supporting families now translates to supporting highly sensitive entrepreneurs?
The primary thing is that I've been running my own businesses most of my adult life. When I was in my early 20s, I took a class with my dad, How to Make a Living Without a Job. And I've been doing that my whole adult life. I've had an import business when I was traveling internationally. I've had a wellness advocacy business, and Global Family Yoga is celebrating 20 years. And in the process of training kids' yoga teachers, we did a lot of business mentoring. And the wellness advocacy also did a lot of business mentoring. So when I look back, I'm like, I actually have been doing this all along. And when I started talking to people about their business, I've spent so much time studying it and translating it for a highly sensitive person. Just like with yoga, I would study yoga and then translate it for children. So I've been doing that for decades. And to me, they're really the same because if you're going to run your own business, it is your lifestyle. You don't click a button and you're done working and now you're at home. When you work from home, when you have an online business, when you're a solopreneur or have your own small business, it's a part of who you are. You're bringing yourself into your business. And so when yourself is integrated and connected and in balance, not stressed out, not overwhelmed, that is how your business thrives. So you're the magic sauce in your business. And so the therapeutic approach using yoga, which is mindfulness, awareness, regulated breathing, deep relaxation, all of those kinds of things, really is the foundation to a healthy business that's sustainable over time.
It reminds me of just the whole philosophy behind my own business that mothers are the nucleus of a family unit. And so, if mothers are not taking care of themselves, then it's easy for other things to fall apart or be wobbly. And so, it's like the entrepreneur is the creator, the mother of the business. And so, for them to take care of themselves first, it sounds is the foundation. And in your work with HSP individuals, what have you noticed that shifts in their lives beyond their business, right? When they're working with you, when they're finding that balance and using that yogic lifestyle, what else is going on besides maybe their business feeling a little more comfortable and successful?
I've seen some pretty incredible transitions. I'm working with a woman right now who just has exploded with her creativity. She was feeling very overwhelmed. She's in that sandwich position of caring for young adult children who aren't quite emerged out into the world and older parents who are now needing a lot of direct care. and not finding any time for herself and not really giving herself any kind of permission. You know, on paper, she's full, her life is full. And through working together, she was really able to start writing again. She was able to really explore what matters to her, and that energy and that clarity is helping her relationships. It's helping her get clear about what her next steps are. And so it really is contagious. Everything is interconnected. And when we start living and working that way, things start to flow. Things feel less overwhelmed. And so if you take care of one area of your life, it's going to positively influence the other areas of your life. Just like if one area of your life is really challenging, whether that's work or relationships or something else, other parts of your life are going to be affected as well. So it really is a holistic approach, and to recognize that all day, every day, everything's connected.
Yep. And each moment is that choice of, you know, how is this choice going to influence the next choice and the next choice, and being really mindful of that. For someone who feels like they're curious, what would it be like working with you? What are some common issues maybe people would be like, oh, yeah, maybe this is the time for me to reach out for some additional support?
Yeah, there's two types of entrepreneurs I work with most. Well, three, but mainly it's the aspiring entrepreneur. You've got an idea, you've got something on your heart. For whatever reason, the work you're doing right now does not work for you. A lot of times, people are working for somebody else's purpose, somebody else's mission. They're not being appreciated for who they are and what they have to bring to the table. And here's what I want to do. I could do this, but you don't feel like how you could do it. I have a free strategy session called Start the Right Business as an HSP. And then I also like to work with emerging entrepreneurs. You've already jumped ship, you've already left corporate America. You've got your own maybe wellness-based business and you're wobbly and you're determined to never go back, but you might need some help with pricing, with strategy, with the logistics of running a business. That's a great person to work with as well. So you're on stable footing and you've got a clear path for growth going forward. And then the third type of a person is an entrepreneur who's ready to expand. Now, that's a smaller population because we don't have a lot of highly sensitive people who are wanting to have multi-million dollar businesses. That's another big business myth out there. Seven-figure business, 20K a month, blah, 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 all this stuff. And if that's your goal, that's great. And we can do that in a sustainable way over time. But it's also, there's a lot of BS out there in your feed about this magical online multi-million dollar business. And it's almost like the modern day snake oil, right? You're like, oh, you can just create a course online and be a millionaire and hang out on the beach. But for someone who does want to scale, that's possible too. So to find what matters to you, what is a income and a lifestyle and a amount of work that really works for you, and then build a plan for that.
Yeah, and there again is just that invitation to expand the possibilities, right? To not get stuck in the narrative of this is what it means to be a success, this is what it means to be an entrepreneur, but being able to just reflect inward more so and then use that as the launching pad rather than what everyone else is saying.
Yeah, again, it goes back to giving yourself permission to do it your way. And that comes out of getting clarity. What is your way? What do you really want? What's in your heart? When you wake up and you're excited, what's going on in your life?
Yeah, beautiful. So if someone listening were interested, they're like, yep, I fit into one of these categories and I would love support. How do they get started working with you? What does that process look like?
They can attend a free workshop. Right now, I'm doing a 5-day digital detox. So we do different fun things just to get an experience of working together. I've got the strategy sessions, which are free, and free workshops and that kind of a thing. So HSP Holistic is my website, and you can just poke around and see what fits. But I do recommend a conversation. So signing up for a coffee connect, I call them, or a strategy session is more focused where we're actually getting clear about what is your vision, how do you strategize the actions, skill set, and mindset. It's all skill set and mindset. And then also optimizing your environment because the place we work and live affects our mindset and what we're able to do in a day. So those are some things that people can try out.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. And we'll have links to everything Mira's offering, her strategy session as well in the show notes. And then I would love to also get from you, and I know you shared some of these things in your previous podcast episode, which will also be linked into the show notes, but if there is even a really simple tool or exercise that you notice comes up a lot in your work with HSPs that you'd like to offer, invite listeners to try out now.
Yes, it's time in nature. Time in nature is critical to our well-being, and it's easy to drift into indoor experiences and technology-based experiences. And so we really need to make a commitment to get outside. The weather's not always perfect, but even in weather that isn't friendly, nature is amazing. Nature is astounding. So more time looking up at the clouds, more time gazing at the stars, more time really paying attention to the trees and the birds. Get your bare feet on the ground when you can. Get your whole body on the ground when you can. And just really make a commitment to being aware of and being connected to nature. It's amazing how your life will start to transform, how your physiology and chemistry will start to transform when you spend time in nature. Keep the phones at home. Go in silence, go alone, and really spend time in nature. It's a very wise teacher.
Yeah, it is so easy to forget or to get sucked into this modern life, but to remember, and I love that idea that it is a commitment to commit to getting outside, spending that time. Mira, if there was a takeaway beyond getting outside, just some nugget of insight, wisdom that you hope people walk away from this conversation with, what would you hope it would be?
You belong. Everyone belongs, and everyone deserves a seat at the table. And your unique way of being, your ness, your jam is needed in this world. And so whatever it feels like to you is just right. And your way of being and what you have to offer the world is exactly what the world needs. And all we need to do is connect with what we have to offer and the person who really is looking for the thing that we have to offer. And there you have a beautiful, sustainable business, and as well as fulfilling your purpose. So I just want people to really know, like, you belong.
So simple and yet so easily forgotten.
We're getting a lot of messages to the contrary. There's a lot of divide and separate going on in our society. So that quiet time in nature helps us remember the truth of our connectedness when we're getting a lot of strong messages that try to tell us otherwise.
Yeah. The man-made messages versus like the nature message of, like I belong here.
Yeah. I love that quote by Lao Tzu. Nature never hurries and yet everything is accomplished.
Yeah, I just feel something melt in me when I hear that. Oh, thank you so much, Mira. I'm so excited that you're really following your intuition here and really following what people are needing from you and honoring that. And I just know this is going to be and has been so helpful to the highly sensitive people out there who just need that reminder that there's not just one way to do things, that they can honor their own rhythms. And so I just really appreciate all the work that you're doing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you so much for listening to the Well Connected Twin Cities podcast. Did you learn something new? Did you feel that spark of hope and excitement for what is possible? Because so much is possible. Tell us about it in a review on Apple Podcasts. Not only would we absolutely love hearing from you, but these reviews help our ratings and help other curious minds like you find this resource. We are always better together. Thank you again, and see you next time.